You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along. You're listening to the latest William Hill Golf Podcast ahead of the US PGA Championship this week, live from Baltusrol. Dave Kellner here, joined by former European Tour professional and regular Sky Sports pundit Jamie Spence on the line. First of all, good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, David.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, yeah. Getting ready for Rio, going to Rio, and I'm going to the Ladies British Open today to look at a few of the girls there who are playing in Rio. So, busy days.
It feels like only 2 seconds ago we were talking about the Open Championship, and we saw an incredible performance from Henrik Stenson, Jamie.
Yeah, I followed him for the whole of the weekend, doing on-course for TV, and the two of them just went at it hammer and tongs, really. I think they dragged each other along, actually, and inspired each other with their play, and the rest were miles back, weren't they? I mean, they were in a horse race, they'd be a furlong back. And Stenson just looked like a man possessed, really, that last day. Nothing was going to take that claret jug away from him, really, especially over those last five holes. It was tight until 16, really, you'd have to think, on Sunday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was an amazing tournament. I thought those two were incredible. You talk about major performances, and doing that under that pressure on a Sunday as well, Jamie, beating the rest of the field. Stenson beat them by 14, Mickelson beat them by 11, and they shot 63 and 65 respectively. Two best rounds of the day under that intense pressure on Sunday.
Well, it's incredible, isn't it? And I was actually thinking maybe they'll have a little bit of a wobble here because they played so well on Saturday. But none of it. I mean, Mickelson nearly holds his second shot, and Stenson bogeys the first hole. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
For his round of golf, so, and he had two bogeys in that 63, Stenson. He thoroughly deserved, and being so close, the fact that you mentioned the Open, being it's only a week and a half away. You've got to go for the same players, really. I mean, it's not long. If you haven't found your game, it's not that long to then sort of find it and feel comfortable with yourself. And if you've been playing great, you just sort of tap into the same thing, really. So I think we're going to look at the same sort of pool of players, really.
What do you think to the scheduling, first of all, Jamie? Because obviously this event has been forced to move with golf being in the Olympics this time around. It's already the weakest of the four majors. The US PGA Championship may be suffering because of the Olympics in terms of the scheduling.
Yeah, it's something had to give, didn't it? And this is the way they structured it. For me, this is what I would do in future. Hopefully the Olympics will stay in the schedule. I would put the US PGA at the back end of the year, and I would move it every fourth year. I'd take it to Australia. I mean, they've talked about it. I take it to Australia or South Africa or Asia or Japan and move it around the world and let all the other golf fans see all the top players in the world. That's what I would do. Every fourth year, take it somewhere else. And that would keep the season going rather than trying to cram it all into like a 3-week period. So that's the way I would go. I would take it around the world. As I said, the USPGA have talked about it. Don't mention it. This is the weakest major to them, though, David, the USPGA. They won't like that.
Are you a fan of golf being in the Olympics then, Jamie?
Yeah, I am. I understand why people are cynical about it. But I think we need another big event. The fact that it's every 4 years, it'll take time to grow. And people don't like change in their life and in their schedule, as you've heard. So, but I am, yeah.
Let's get stuck into this event then, Jamie, the USPGA Championship. William Hill betting seven places yet again, 50 odds, first seven if you're betting each way. Dustin Johnson, the 8-1 favourite. Jason Day is 9-1. Rory McIlroy, 9-1. Jordan Spieth is 14s. Henrik Stenson, 16-1. Phil Mickelson, 20s. Sergio Garcia, 25-1. And it's 33-1 and bigger the rest. Let's start with the golf course, Jamie. Baltusrol, a course steeped in history, has hosted seven US Opens and hosted the USPGA Championship when Phil Mickelson won back in 2005. A very long par 70 golf course, this one, Jamie.
Yeah, 7,450 yards, really. and it ends with the only two par fives on the golf course, 17 and 18. 17, 650 yards. So only the big hitters will be getting on that one in two, if at all. I think they squeeze a couple of par fives on the front nine to par fours. That's the third and the seventh. They're both par fours of over 500 yards. So, yeah, it's a big, long, tough golf course, Oakmont style, long rough. It won't be set up quite as difficult as the US Open. It never is. They sort of set it up like a tour course, but a little bit more difficult. And as I say, they squeeze the par to 70. So, it's strange that they've not been back there since 05, I think, in the US Open or the PGA Championship. But, Thomas Bjorn came runner-up in 05 to Phil Mickelson. So, that brought back some memories.
Yeah, it was a quality leaderboard back in 2005. And Phil Mickelson that year, he talked about harnessing his power the way, I think he ranked way down the field in driving distance, but high up in accuracy. And he was making sure he hit those fairways back in 2005.
Yeah, he was a bit erratic off the tee, wasn't he? I mean, there was time when he took two drivers out on the golf course as well, one to hit left to right and one to hit right to left. And he's beefed up a bit. He likes his muscles now, doesn't he? He likes the tight-fitting shirts to show everybody he's been in the gym. So he's a different Phil Mickelson now, and he played some great golf at Troon. Only a couple of errant tee shots, really. It's very difficult to criticise him, and he's got to really be fancying his chances going back if he's got over the disappointment.
Dustin Johnson heads the betting at 8-1, Jamie. Incredible recent form, good PGA form in this championship as well. What do you make to Dustin Johnson this week?
Well, I like him a lot. Tipped him for the Open and finished ninth there, but he never really was in contention at all, was he? He just couldn't get it going. His majors record this year is the most impressive. Fourth in the Masters, obviously won the US Open, ninth at the Open. He's won the Bridgestone as well. So, you know, you're talking about the guy, for me, who's playing the best golf of the year. Jason Day, early in the year, was playing the best, but I think DJ's overtook him. And I think he's the best player in the world at the moment. I mean, he just lost out in the Canadian Open at the weekend as well. He didn't putt very well there. But I think if that putter works half decently, he's going to be hard to beat.
Dustin Johnson, 8-1 favourite. Jason Day is in the betting at 9-1. You mentioned that earlier on in the season, he was playing the best golf on tour. Do you think this golf course suits Jason Day?
Well, I think all golf courses suit Jason Day. You say he won the Bay Hill, which is always a big event. He won the Match Play and he won the Players. I mean, there's three big events, but they've sort of been close proximity calendar-wise. And since then, you know, in the US Open, he finished eighth, but he never really got in contention. And similarly at Troon, although he did get the rough end of the draw at Troon, and he finished 22nd there. So, yeah, he's a contender, Jason Day. But I've just not seen a lot of spark recently.
Rory McIlroy is in the betting at 9-1. Any other player would be gaining plaudits for the season they've had, but if you attach his form to the name Rory McIlroy, people begin to question whether he is the force of old now, Jamie, which seems ridiculous because he has won the Irish Open this season, but I'm sure he'll look back on this year if he doesn't have success this week and see it as a disappointment.
Yeah, it's high standards. You know, we're talking, you know, if he doesn't win a major, what we're saying is if he doesn't win a major every year, he's going to be disappointed. But he's got the best record of anybody in the field in the USPGA, two-time winner. And he played pretty well at Troon. The Friday, he got caught in the wind and score. I mean, I was following him. I mean, the 13th hole, I followed Stenson in the morning. He hit an 8-iron to the green. Rory couldn't reach. He was 20 yards short, and all of his group, and couldn't get him near it. So that's what he had to cope with. And he shot 71, which was remarkable, really. But it was actually the 73 on the Saturday that really killed him. We saw him get frustrated there with his club and this, that and the other. So I think it was a Saturday score. And he came back firing on Sunday with a 67. So, yeah, we're not sure what we're going to get with Rory, are we? But I think he's leading the PGA Tour in greens and reg, or, you know, the long game stats. So he's got to have a chance.
Do you think he gets overly frustrated with himself, Jamie? Is that something he's got to work on?
Well, it's golf, isn't it? He's still a young man, really. He's only 27. You know, we're not talking of a, you know, I think you get your peak as a golfer physically and mentally. Dustin Johnson, 32, for example. If you go back 5 years, think of the mistakes he was making on the golf course, and he didn't look the finished article. Rory's almost been through that. So he's still a young man. He's still learning and. You know, when you're younger, you don't have much patience, do you? So we forget that, you know, everything he's done, and we expect so much more. But he's still a young man.
Jordan Spieth is in the betting at 14.
Your favourite.
He's the one that's cursed him, I think, Jamie, if anything. He's the one that's drifted in the market following the... Yeah. He's a lot shorter at Royal Troon and didn't quite go his way there. And he's quite erratic. He's been quite erratic off the tee recently.
Yeah, well, we saw that. Yeah, didn't we at the Masters? Even though he should have won the Masters, came runner up there to Danny Willett. Yeah, his last couple of majors, 37th at the US Open, 30th at Troon. He was out again in Friday in that horrible weather. Shot 75. That didn't help him. But yeah, he's showing signs of vulnerability, Spieth, and you can't keep getting out of trouble holding every single putt you look at. So yeah, I'm not surprised he's drifted a little bit.
Spieth is 14s. Henrik Stenson 16-1, reigning Open champion now. Henrik Stenson, that's a huge monkey off his back because he's waited a long time, Stenson, for his first major championship. Sweden have waited a long time for the first man to win a major. He must come into this championship full of confidence, or do you think the enormity of what he achieved at Royal Troon will be a negative going into this championship?
No, that won't be the case. He'll be confident. He'll be playing exactly the same golf. I think he's at the age where he's not going to let... Obviously, winning the Open was a huge thing for him and his country, but no, I think he'll get straight back on the horse and he'll be a tough competitor again. And what has he got to work on in his game? Nothing. Everything's working fantastically well. His chipping, his putting, his distance control. The only thing with Henrik is his driver. He only hit the driver twice at Troon in that last round. I think on the Saturday it was similar story. So he hits that three wood a lot. With this course being what it is, you know, 7,500 past 70, he's going to have to get the driver out a bit more. And that isn't his favourite club. It's quite obviously, otherwise he would get it out of the bag a bit more often. So that just might hold him back a little bit. But, you know, when I see him hit that driver, he flushes it down the middle. But he's at times, he's reluctant to get it out. But I know what he is. He's very keen to be in the Olympics. And and he might even carry the flag.
Henrik Stenson is in the market at 16-1. Phil Mickelson, lefty, he's seen his odds contract markedly, 20-1. Winner at Baltusrol back in 2005, and playing great golf at the moment, Phil.
Yeah, what do you say about Mickelson? Interesting stat with so many people playing in the Scottish Open the previous week to Troon, all doing so well. Phil being one of them, he had a really good Sunday there. He sort of challenged the lead for a little bit, but he was a bit too far back going into the weekend. And look what he did at Troon. I mean, he was incredible. He's won the PGA Championship back here in 05. So it's all looking great for him. It's just whether you think he's got over what happened to it at Troon. Because although they sort of went arm in arm off the green there, he's got to be feeling sick because he threw everything he could possibly throw at Stenson, and it just wasn't good enough in the end to beat him. So Mickelson will be hurting.
Yeah, he said that it was the best he'd ever played without winning, and I think that's unquestionable, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
to beat the rest of the field by 11 shots and not win a championship, he must have been sick as a parrot on Sunday night. And
there's a lot of sick parrots around, aren't there?
A lot of sick parrots. Now, he must have been devastated with that, and only having the 2-week break might be where it's a positive for Stenson, a negative for Mickelson.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. That's the way I read it. I mean, the thing for Sir Mickelson is if he just goes through a bad patch in the first couple of rounds there where things aren't going his way, he misses a few putts, has he got that mental fortitude to drag himself up again, which he had to do all week at Troon? Has he got that in him? Or everyone has a breaking point and you just think, you know what, I need a break here. But we'll see. We'll see for Mickelson. I mean, I'd much rather have Stenson on my side than I would Mickelson this week.
Sergio Garcia is 25-1. He's the talking horse, really, here, Jamie. He's been really well backed.
He always is. He's such a quality player. I mean, he's won this year on the PGA Tour. He hits the ball great. But he just, I don't know. He's a long way back, wasn't he, when he was fit at Troon? I don't know what to say about Sergio. He's got the talent to win any week. But what is it? Why hasn't he challenged that's so closer over the last few years? Maybe it's his putting. Maybe the putting's still not maybe as strong as other players. We wait to see. He's 36 now, Sergio. So, listen, I really hope he wins. I mean, I really do. But and this sort of golf course, or a normal sort of normal, more normal PGA Tour course, might suit him.
Wouldn't we have said the same about Stenson prior to the Open?
Yeah, we would. We would, although Stenson did win his event. Remember, he's won his last two events he's played in Stenson now. I think they're slightly different players myself. They've got that Scandinavian mentality as opposed to the Latin, more exuberance. Sergio needs to be in the mood.
Before we get your selections then, Jamie, is there any others you want to mention towards the top of the betting?
Well, I followed Bubba Watson at the Open, first day. He could have been 8-under after 7, and that's no exaggeration. I think he was 5-under. And he just made the cut. He fought and fought and fought, but it was quite obvious that Open golf is not for him. So I don't know what you're going to get with Bubba. I really don't. I mean, he's won this year on the PGA Tour, but his major record is pretty poor this year. So I'm discounting him, but it wouldn't surprise me because he's just incredible the way he plays the game. And Justin Rose, I think, is going back to form, definitely. I see signs with Justin. I like Bill Haas. I saw him at the Open as well. He played well. Adam Scott disappointed me at the Open, I have to say. His Roach play wasn't very good. And Patrick Reed seems to be on an upward curve as well.
Okay, Patrick Reed is in the betting at 40-1 this week. Justin Rose in there at 33-1. And Bubba Watson also a 33-1 shot. Now, Jamie, your selections for the USPGA Championship at Baltusrol.
Well, let's see if we can get a winner this time. I can't pick Dustin Johnson and Stenson, so I've got to choose. Okay, it'd be unfair of me to pick both of those because they're sort of glaring, I think. As is Rory, I guess. But I've got to go back to the well with DJ. I've tipped him enough times, he's never won for me, so I think this could be the one. So Dustin Johnson would be my main headline tip, David.
Very good.
And apart from that, I think Justin Rose is coming back to form, no doubt about it. He's had that back injury to get him out of the game for 4 or 5 weeks. And he got the rough end of the draw at Troon as well, came back strongly. So I think Justin on a typical PGA Tour course will do well. And then I'm tossing up between Haas and Reed as my American. And I'm going to go for Bill Haas, although his major record is appalling. I think that was his first top 10 ever in a major. So, but he's won the FedEx before. So Bill Haas, yeah. Haas, Rose, and main tip, TJ.
Bill Haas is in the betting at 100-1.
Ooh,
Bill
Haas.
Nice, each way a 50 odds first 7 as well. Dustin Johnson 8-1, Jason Day 9-1, Rory McIlroy 9-1, Jordan Spieth 14s, Henrik Stenson 16-1, and 20-1 bar.
Who's the kill on the millions?
You know what? I've not made my mind up yet. I do like Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy from the 4 or 5 at the top of the betting, but as you mentioned, you can't back
it's
both
open,
of them.
Isn't it?
It is open.
It's an open event.
Those are the two that stand out, Dustin Johnson.
Nice juicy prices there for people.
Yeah, precisely. I'm interested by Bill Haas because, as you mentioned, you can't believe how bad his major championship record is, can you, for a player of his quality?
No, you certainly can't. And I think he's going to feel more at home back at home in a normal PGA Tour event. I'm not sure how many Masters he'd have played at. Obviously, it doesn't suit him when he's played there.
Yeah.
That's that can be the way around there. It's for some and not for others. Thought he'd do well at the US Open. That he seems to have that game. But I watched him on the range quite a lot at Troon. He swung it lovely and was hitting it really nicely. Didn't have a very good Sunday score, but yeah, he looks a man in form.
Let's spin through some of the supporting markets, Jamie. We've got Dustin Johnson as the 4-1 favourite in the top US player. Jordan Spieth 6-1. Phil Mickelson 10-1. Bubba Watson is 12s, along with Ricky Fowler. Matt Kuchar and Patrick Reed both 16-1, 20-1, and bigger the rest, Jamie.
Ricky Fowler is disappointing, isn't he? Not doing it at the moment, Ricky. Be a worry if I was Davis Love with Fowler. It's a difficult one, this, isn't it? The top USA. There's so many good players in that. But I, if I was going to recommend a bet, I'd recommend an each way on my man again, Haas, or Reed. I mean, I tipped in top American in the Open. He didn't quite make that. I think you've got to go for one of those quality type players in the middle of the pack there, who at a decent price, and Haas would be my pick.
Bill Haas is 40-1 in that market.
That's
Bill
more
Haas.
Like it. That's pretty. Yeah, that's a safety bet.
And Patrick Reed is 16-1. Top European, the market headed by Rory McIlroy at 21-10, Henrik Stenson in there at 4-1, Sergio Garcia 15-2, Justin Rose 17-2, Lee Westwood and Martin Keimer, a couple of names we've not mentioned, both 16-1. Danny Willett is 20s, and it's 25s bar in that top European player market.
Well, surely you've got to look. Obviously, it's a good. Your odds compilers are doing a very good job because they're teasing everybody. But I think Stenson at 4-1 is a pretty good bet now. He's got to be coming into this feeling great. He's just won his last two events. What's going to stop him? I just can't. You know, the only thing that can stop him is another player in top form, and that could be Rory. But I think Stenson's playing the better golf for the two at the moment. And Stenson, for me, twice the odds is the bet.
Henrik Stenson at 4-1. Justin Rose is the favourite for the top English player. Obviously, one of your outright selections as well, Jamie,
yeah.
At 9-4.
Bit skinny, Dave, for me, that. Still fancy him, but I was hoping, I've sort of trawled through it, and I thought, oh, then I saw the odds and thought, oh, you rotten devil. That's a bit too short for me. Because, there's some good players. Well, I think Beef Johnson will probably have his fancies as well. I think quite a few people will be backing him.
He's made quite a name for himself, hasn't he?
I just hope he doesn't sort of become the tour clown, you know, with everyone just shouting at him. Because it's hard. You've got to knuckle down and get in the zone and play your golf. But he's a great character. Andrew Johnson.
Yeah, 16-1 in that market to be top Englishman. A couple of names we've not mentioned there: Danny Willett and Lee Westwood. How do you think they'll get on this week?
Well, Danny's still finding. I just think Danny's not putting very well. He's hitting the ball great, similarly he did earlier in the year. The putter's just not working for him. He's working hard. He'll turn it round. It might be this week. It might not. He's had a lot going on though in his life with wearing that green jacket all over the country and all over the world. He saw he pitched at the baseball with the Yankees the other day. He's got a lot going on. And Westwood, what do you say about Lee? I think we'd all love him to win one, wouldn't we?
We would. We would. Let's finish as we always do with a three-ball bet then, Jamie. What have you got your eye on?
Well, how do you pick out Dave Mickelson and Rory? I can't pick out that one. That's a fantastic three ball, as is the three major winners. They put Willett, DJ and Stenson in as well, which is what you should do for the last major. But again, I can't pick between DJ and Stenson in that one. You'd have to think that one of them will beat Danny. I've looked at Ernie Els against Ricky Fowler and Zach Johnson, and on this sort of golf course where it's pretty long, Ernie's 130 in a three ball for a quality. He's the best player I've ever played with. So I can't let that go. I think that's we're all thinking about that putting escapade he had on the first at the Masters, but I think he's through that myself. Do you?
Yeah, definitely. He's putted a lot better subsequently. He putted well that week apart from that, didn't he?
Yeah, 130 in a three ball for Ernie. I can't believe that. Then I've gone for my man Haas again. I've got a lot riding on him. He's playing against Andy Sullivan and Jason Lovemark. He's 11-8, I believe. So I like Haas in that. Then there's a group with Jonathan Vegas, who won in Canada at the weekend. He's playing against Nicholas Coulthard and Ryan Helminen, who's a club pro over there. Coulthard's had a good year on the European Tour, and he's long as well, so this course will have no fears for him. But I've got to go with Vegas, having had such a great weekend in Canada. And then the last one, I've taken a little bit of a punt. You've got Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth and Sergio. I think Bubba, in the opening rounds, with the way he plays, he's just over 2-1 to beat Spieth. He's been disappointing. Sergio's got a bit to prove in a major. So, Bubba, 2-1, that's a nice bet. So, they're my four.
It's 62.8-1 if all four of them win. Yeah, Bill Haas, that is quite good. Ernie Els, they've just got to win now, Jamie. We've got the prize.
It's not easy, you know, getting four up. It's not.
Johnny Vegas and Bubba Watson. So Haas, Els, Vegas and Watson, the four ball, either Yankee or you can play it as a lucky 15, doubles
see,
and trebles.
What
whatever.
You used to be able to do with these, you always used to be able to take a player out of a three ball and make it a two ball.
Yeah.
You know? So you just saw like a match. But it's not so easy. There's so many good players around there. Everyone can play and put a score together. So it's difficult.
A lot of people will be looking at those PGA professionals, won't they, and trying to
they
work
will.
Out those
but some
three
of them
balls.
Can play.
Yeah.
Some of them, there's a reason why they're there because they can play, but most of them can't cope with the pressure of the situation.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, superb. Good fun chatting to you prior to a major championship. Enjoy the Ladies Open, and we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, David.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.